in Romans, it says selfishness leads to death, but the attitude that comes from the Spirit leads to life and peace. Verse 8 says, people who are self-centered aren't able to please God. But you aren't self-centered. Instead, you are in the Spirit, if in fact God's Spirit lives in you. And then it ends up by saying, if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your human bodies through the Spirit that lives in you. The Spirit lives inside of you. And if you go about your day looking beyond your own self interests or your own self things, and look to others for guidance. And then the final analogy is where you put the seed into fertile ground, and a person is ready. The person has gone through a process of prevenient grace, and God has guided them, and they're ready to receive the word. And those are the ones that you just love, you nurture, and they just blossom. They blossom, and then years later, you see them, and they're producing good fruit, and people are being saved because of their existence. That's the ones that is the word has been planted in good fertile soil. Do we give up on the ones that the word was just bounced off the pavement? No, not really. But we have to address them in a little bit different manner. You know, we claim to be Christians, but we don't practice the faith. And that's the Spirit that dwells inside of us. So they're dwelling inside of us, giving us the power to live in peace and then to share with others.